The discovery that terrorists had shipped explosive devices on UPS and FedEx planes points to weaknesses in security in the massive and massively complex international air cargo industry. Tighter security standards were introduced after 9/11. Even so, air cargo is seen as the most vulnerable link in aviation security. And because of that, another round of new security standards might come soon. To get a sense of how higher security standards will impact an industry built around speed, efficiency, and economy, we turn to Stephen Flynn. He's the president of the Center for National Policy. Welcome to the program.
I'm delighted to be with you.
First, could you quickly describe the changes that were implemented after 9/11 in the air cargo industry and why, even with those changes, it was still seen as the weak link in aviation overall?
First, we have to understand, Michelle, that there was no security, really, orientated in the air cargo business. Its goal was how to move things as efficiently as possible, at low cost as possible, to many users as possible. It was only after 9/11 that you had the wake up of, gee, maybe we really need to focus on some security. But the focus was on the top deck of the plane where passengers are. It really seemed like almost in the too hard column to deal with the what went underneath in the cargo. So there we've seen a much slower moving process where the industry has been very concerned about anything that would impede on the costs would undermine the effectiveness of moving things by air.
Why was that in the too hard category? Why is it too expensive or too difficult to screen cargo?
Well, it's almost very difficult to understand for most consumers who just tend to get what they want when it's supposed to get there.
At a good price.
That, in fact, we have a global system, and truly global. I mean, obviously, from the back streets of Yemen to anywhere from Africa, and so it all finds its way into a logistics system that may find its way onto airplanes to cross the oceans into the United States.
So this package from this tiny republic could wind up in a huge shipment along with toys heading to a retailer in time for Christmas.
Yeah, they may start with a package that then goes to somebody who consolidates, basically brings a bunch of it, puts it together to make enough for a contained load, then ship it off to a small aircraft facility that may move it on to a bigger hub that moves it on to a major carrier that finds its way to the United States.
The discovery of these devices is very much like a wake-up call. So people right now, I imagine, are looking at the realm of possibilities. Help us understand what the options might be. What kind of screening devices could be employed, and how would that impact the cost and speed of delivery?
If we begin, you have to start all along this food chain, this logistics food chain. So you have to deal with some of the human element. The logic center is a bit of an honor system. You know, when we show up in a mailroom, we essentially say we're sending a letter or package to grandma with cookies. Well, the mailman doesn't know they're really cookies, but you have a pretty good idea if it weighed 100 pounds that maybe not cookies. So you need that first line of defense as the human being. Then as it gets into the system, you're looking at, can I put some screening devices that might be able to detect things like explosives? That starts to get really hard because of the speed at which things are going and the volume at which it's going. Now, there are some places in facilities where one could put these tools. They're expensive, though. They go into the millions of dollars each right now, and they're not
millions
perfect.
Millions of dollars
for each screener that would go in that would have the level of capability to pick up a really tiny level of explosives. But a lot of it also is based on tracking the data. Does it square with the normal patterns that trade flows? The challenge here is that you need essentially controls at each level of the flow of how air cargo works. Not all will be perfect, but the sum of them ideally is enough to trip up a problem.
When you look at what happened with the discovery of these packages sent from Yemen, is it pretty clear to you that the cost of international shipping is about to go up?
I think there's no question it will likely go up. If we put any new measures in place, it's going to add some cost. But I also believe that if we design it to work with the way the system works, with smart measures layered throughout, and industry plays a role, that the cost is an affordable one. It's not one that will cripple the industry. Right now, we got a polemic. The industry is essentially saying any security measure will fundamentally take down the industry and the service that it provides. And government saying, well, you need to do more about security. Well, it's somewhere in the middle. I mean, that's where always things are. It's a complicated problem, but it's a workable problem.
Stephen Flynn, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Stephen Flynn is the president of the Center for National Policy. We requested interviews with FedEx and UPS. Both companies declined.